from a day in the field, which is actually inside. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Now, at Southwest Airlines, we've had a program going for at least 20 or 25 years called A Day in the Field. And that's where someone from any department can go visit another department. And with me today, I have Holly. Holly, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, what department are you from?
I'm from the executive office.
And you chose to do a day in the field in communications. You're going all around. It's not just to come see what I do.
This is my favorite part so far. So.
She just grabbed the microphone from me. Now, have you ever done other days in the field in other departments?
Well, I've done several days in the field within my own department because we have so many teams, and it's so good to know what everyone does.
Why'd you pick us?
I picked you and specifically emerging media because I'm interested in it. I'm a writer in the executive office and obviously a lover of communications and communicating, but I'm really not with it as far as technology goes. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't have text messaging on my phone. So this is all new to me. I actually think that you're converting me. All of you.
So you think this internet thing's going to take hold?
I was an unbeliever at first, an infidel, but now I'm thinking it seems to have, it's going to be here a while. So maybe I should jump on board.
Now, Holly, do you know Tim Childress?
I don't. I've actually heard the name, but I do not know him.
Well, he works in our finance department, although it might be pronounced finance. You know, we'll get into that during the interview. But he decorated his cube up for Christmas, or he had some lights. But he also has a really interesting airline memorabilia item in his cube. Do you ever do much cube decoration?
During the holidays, I decorate. In fact, last Christmas, as a team builder, everyone on our team made a snowman, and the snowman needed to reflect something about our personality, something that we like. And so as a lover of Chick-fil-A, I made a Chick-fil-A cow snowman. He was holding a sign that said, roast chestnuts, not beef. So it was nice.
Well, that's funny. How long have you been at the company?
I've been here for 3 years.
Well, it's been longer than that ago, probably about, a good 12 years or more ago. I was doing a flyer for a chili cook-off. We'd do a big chili cook-off every year. I was doing graphic design at the time, and I put a cow with a voice bubble that said, "Wouldn't y'all rather eat chicken?" And a lady that was in the office thought that was so funny, she got on the phone and called up a friend of hers that worked at, was the ad agency, and I'll bet it was 6 weeks later that the cows were on the billboard on, one of the freeways around here. And I had people calling me, telling me that they had seen mine first and that Chick-fil-A had it second.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. They just totally took that from you.
Well, you know, I can't prove any of that. I can prove that I had my flyer before they debuted theirs, but I can't prove they didn't think of it on their own. Yeah. I choose to think that I did.
I think so.
Well, here's the interview with Tim Childress, and let's see how he decorated his cube.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, in part of looking for cubes all around, I was in search of someone who had some Christmas lights or some Christmas holiday decorations anyway, and I hit the jackpot. Tim Childress, you work in finance?
Correct, right.
Now, I actually heard from a friend of mine one time that a professor of his in college told him it was pronounced finance. So right now, just a sidebar, can you answer the question, is it finance or finance?
I guess that depends on where you went to school.
what part of Texas you're from?
Correct.
what really caught my eye, we had lights across the top, so that caught my eye. Right. But what really, really made me want to seek you out and interview you is this chairs that I'm sitting in. In fact, why don't you describe them for our listeners?
These were actually on the old 200s, I think, the old 737 200s. You're sitting on, I think this one was actually in the exit row because it's only two seats as opposed to the three. But
was it one of the lounge seats?
It may have been. I'm not totally sure.
Okay, well, it's the typical row of seats that we have on our aircraft is three.
Right.
And we used to have, at least on the 200s, all of our fleet had at one time was the lounge area where parts of this one of the rows, two of the rows on each side, I guess, were backward. There were a couple of two-seat rows, and you have one.
Right. And the reason I picked that one is because the other ones wouldn't quite fit in here. So this is pretty much the only option for
So us. Where'd you get it?
A couple years ago, I think it's been three or four, maintenance had a fleet garage sale, so to speak. And these were actually for $25. I pretty much loaded them up in the trunk of my car and drove across the parking lot. And,
well, I drive a Mini Cooper, and that's one reason why I didn't buy any that day.
Right. And they just the plan was to take them home and put them on the patio, but I brought them up here, and they were a big hit. So I just couldn't take them home after that.
Now, what's important to say is that we're not in an office. This is not even a large cube. This is a standard issue cube, just like mine. And there's a small row of seats in it, what's really cool. Be sure to check the blog. There will be photographs of this. Trust me, there will be photographs. And you've got a lot of other memorabilia, some Southwest Airlines things that you've collected over the years. How long have you worked at Southwest?
Just a little over 5 years.
Well, that's all. Right. Well, you got into it in a big way because you have one of the most memorable photographs I've ever seen on our walls. There's a lot of photographs on our walls at headquarters, and it is... Well, why don't you describe it?
You're talking about the peanut
the suit, suit of
the
peanut, suit,
the,
suit,
the mini suits. I kind of got the idea to take an old suit that didn't quite fit anymore, which made it fun.
You didn't buy a new Armani and do it to it?
No, not quite. It wouldn't go with the peanut philosophy.
Wouldn't go with the low cost airline,
right? So I took that and just got a glue gun, and basically it took about 2 months. And started in August of that year. And
so they're empty peanut wrappers. I guess they're made out of like Mylar, some kind of a plastic.
Just a very lightweight, you know, once all the peanuts are out, of course. But
where did you get all these peanut bags?
It actually took quite a while. That's what took the longest was every time we'd non-rev, I'd, you know, put the word out and say, hey, bring me, you know, don't eat your peanuts or slit the back open for me. You know, just save the bag. I'll use it. And that's pretty much where they all came from.
This is like your coworkers and friends, right, when they were flying. Right.
Anybody that was flying on Southwest, you know, I'd come in on Monday and just have a ton of bags on my desk from people, you know. So that was pretty perfect.
Did you have any problem with like salt chafing you or anything?
No salt.
So have you worn the suit more than one time?
Actually, each one is just the one day, just for Halloween. And I kind of wish, you know, looking back, there's been so many other times. I kind of wish I would have kept, you know, one of them, or at least made two at the same time.
But. Now, do you still have the suit?
No. They're actually, both of them are on the third floor up in plastic. And they're
protected. In addition to a lot of photographs on the walls here in our headquarters, there's a lot of three-dimensional items as well. Right. And that's one of them.
Right. It really is. I mean, people, I don't know if they've seen pictures, but it really is a museum up here with all the artifacts and things on the wall and a lot of history on the wall. And it's not just pictures of people and their dogs and, you know, couples and things. It's literally items. And that's to me, is the cool part.
Well, Tim, you set the bar pretty high with that the mariachi outfit made of peanut wrappers. What are you going to do to top it?
It's like when I did the first one, I think it was 2005, and then 2007 I did the mariachi one. And now it's 2 years later, so that's what I was telling people. Every 2 years I would do something, because it's just, you know, couldn't do it every year. And this year I didn't do it, so there was a lot of expectation. I mean, Halloween, people I didn't even know were asking me, like, oh, where's the suit, you know? And so there's a lot of pressure. So now it's like I feel like I've got to keep, you know, I've got to do something again probably next year.
I don't know what you're going to do to top it. And that's one of my problems with dressing up for Halloween is I don't want to do it if I can't do it really good.
Right, yeah. And that was kind of anticlimactic too. This year I just didn't, I used something I already had, and it was just kind of like, eh. And I kind of felt like, you know, had I done more this year, it would have been a lot better.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for talking with me today.
I appreciate you coming, stopping by.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The Chick-fil-A cows have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.